From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Rick Pantaleo reporting. A senior U.S. State Department official said Friday that an interim nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers will be extended through Monday so that negotiators in Vienna will have more time for talks on a comprehensive deal. The interim agreement was reached in April, and an original June 30th deadline for a final deal has already passed. Later Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that some of the issues that were outstanding have been resolved and some progress has been made. But he added that a couple of very difficult issues still remain, but they'll be discussed in the very near term. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras sought backing from his own party on Friday for a new budget austerity program before the parliament votes on the latest proposal to the European Union for a $60 billion financial bailout plan. The new plan includes austerity measures more stringent than an earlier proposal Greek voters rejected in a recent referendum. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew was cautiously optimistic that Greece's latest offer could resolve debt crisis and save Greece from being forced to exit the eurozone. The entire 28-member European Union will hold an emergency summit on Sunday to consider the Greek situation. Al-Shabaab gunmen attacked two hotels in Somalia's capital Friday evening, killing at least three people. Initial accounts say car bombs exploded at the gates of hotels and that the gunmen then stormed the buildings. Police say fighting is still going on inside the hotels and say the death toll is likely to rise. This is VOA News. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol has taken down the Confederate flag that has flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state capitol for more than 50 years. VOA's Jeffrey Young spoke with Dr. Lonnie Randolph, president of the South Carolina NAACP, who watched as the Confederate flag was taken down for good at the State House.
There was some joy, but the other side of that, South Carolina still has the mindset, the state, that the Confederacy still exists in South Carolina. So the symbolism is gone, meaning that the government will no longer be allowed to let the world know that they support bigotry and white supremacy.
The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. Liberia's government says 2 new cases of Ebola have emerged from the same community where the disease recently resurfaced, triggering fears that the virus may again be taking hold in the West African country. Health officials say the number of confirmed Ebola cases in Liberia is now up to 5, including a 17-year-old boy who died from the disease last month. Thefts and vandalism from oil pipelines are increasing in Nigeria as the new government formulates a policy to secure the country's oil industry. Chris Stein reports.
Nigeria's pipelines are increasingly being targeted for theft. According to statistics from the state-owned oil company, 3,700 cases of pipeline vandalism were reported in 2014, an increase of more than 4.5% from the previous year. Vandalism is often the result of thieves siphoning off oil to refine and sell themselves. Dalapo Oni, head of energy research at Ecobank, says thieves have started targeting pipelines in the northern parts of the Niger Delta, as well as outside the commercial capital Lagos, areas which are not protected as well.
That's an area that before wasn't as much of a focus for the oil thieves as it is now.
The vandalism forces companies to shut down production, hurting Nigeria's overall economy. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
Catherine Archuleta, head of the U.S. government's personnel office, resigned abruptly on Friday, bowing to widespread calls for her to step down following a massive government data breach on her watch. The White House said that Archuleta submitted her resignation to President Barack Obama on Friday morning. She'll be replaced on a temporary basis by the agency's deputy director, Beth Cobert, who will step into the role on Saturday. The OPM said Thursday hackers have stolen information. I'm Rick Pantaleo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.